National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, Oral History 2. The interviewers are Shirley Abram and Selma Weiss. It's May 6, 1997. We are interviewing Betty Steinfeld. Would you state your name and address, Betty?
My name is Betty Steinfeld, and I live at 5535 Dorcas Street.
I remember
my sister's, yeah.
I'm older than she is.
How old are you?
71.
Oh, Hannah's 66.
I remember.
Yeah, but Hannah's a, Hannah's a wonderful pianist, and she's my sister, and I visit her for once a year, and we're really close.
Where does she live?
She lives in Larchmont, New York, and she has three sons. And my one daughter, Gail.
Who is Hannah married?
Hannah's married, maybe you know, Bob Melnick. He's a Pittsburgher. He's a doctor. And let's see what else. And my one daughter, Gail, from Chicago, adopted two children. I think she was the avant-garde person. She adopted one who was Chinese, Mexican, Vietnamese. I have to show you her picture.
Yeah.
And the other one came straight from Saigon. Remember when they had the Saigon?
Yeah.
Sarah and Becca. Becca is 22, Sarah is 26.
What is your daughter's last name?
One is Gail Liebman. She's separated. I have two daughters. One's divorced and remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is separated.
Mm-hmm.
And not remarried.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear about the religious atmosphere in your home as you were growing up.
Well, let's see, as I told you, I was a Zionist, and I wasn't, in France we were sort of not related, we were converted to Jews, and I wasn't at home where we attended synagogue, we went to synagogue every Friday. But here I really became a labor Zionist, and
although... You did this on your own, I mean, this was your own thinking rather than...
Well, as I said, we were quite ardently Zionist in France, I mean, it was the ardent Zionist. Here I didn't belong to a synagogue. My daughters did go to the Beit Shalom Hebrew school, Sunday school, Hebrew school. And
were they Bat Mitzvah?
Yes, both of them were Bat Mitzvah, the Beit Shalom. And I wasn't a member. I wasn't a member of the synagogue actually because my father belonged to the Orthodox synagogue. And they tore the building down.
Margaretta?
No, to make the parking lot at the Giant Eagle. What's the name of that?
Right.
Oh, I can't remember. Well, it was the, I can't remember. But anyway, it was a small synagogue.
Oh.
Very religious, and I certainly wasn't going to attend, so my husband just went to the service.
I think we failed to get your birthday.
Okay, December 28, 1960.
Okay. Were there any rabbis
in your family? No rabbis. No, I don't know. You know, could be. You know, like 1700, 1800 or something. No.
You went to school in France. And then you went to Peabody.
Then I went to Peabody graduate. And I was supposed to go to college. And I wanted to play, I felt French with my language, but somehow my interest in Israel was deeper, so. And my father would not let me go to Israel, so I didn't go anywhere. And I worked until I got married, and I stopped working. And I started to volunteer.
What did you do? What kind of work did you do?
I was the French secretary, I was in Westinghouse Electric Company. I worked for the Corn Engineering Department. And, I was affiliated with a French company. And we were, both of us worked until France was invaded by the Nazis. He lost and I lost. We both lost our jobs.
Did you have some religious education? Did you attend
not
school?
Well, in France we didn't. I mean, I read people, but I don't understand. No, we will not. Yes, I was I was confirmed.
You were confirmed.
You know, well, my captain is the one who started with it. Not a half-head captain is the one who started with the captain. But no, I was confirmed in France. Just before I came.
And do you want to just comment on the differences in the cultural life of France?
Well, I think children are more educated, better educated than children. I think so. I mean, I remember religious history and all the, you know, wonderful that I did do in the last 6 weeks, which I think being all of these people did do.
And how about the health care when you were young and in the family?
Very good. Contrast. Yes, I mean, you were very well taken care of.
What about the anti-Semitism?
Well, that, well, where I come from, Strasbourg, I did attend a Jewish and all Jewish day school in those days, you know, which this came in America, came a little late. I did attend an all Jewish day school, and every once in a while people would throw names at us, but it wasn't bad. Except in 1931, I did go to Germany. We used to go every once in 1931. A few of us went to Germany in 1931. We went to Bad Kreuznach. Both of us, I had a sinus condition, and they had bags here in Bad Kreuznach. And it was in the air already because we had attended what was known as, it's a Jewish Kinderheim, which is a Jewish home for children, and they had taken the sign off. And we used to love to sing Israeli songs, you know, Hebrew songs, and they told us not to sing outside, you know, we used to like to take walks and sing. So it was in the air, and I already had seen where they humiliated people, they had taken up famous people like the doctor I saw, and they put in the bag, you know, and they put in the whole thing, so I saw that. But when we came back to France and we told our principal, she said, it shall never happen to you, don't worry about it. But it And I was very active, we were very active. I mean, we say Jewish National Conference, but we worked with Karen Kalim to Israel. I mean, we worked into, you know, all the Jewish organizations. We did quite a bit of work.
Would you give us just a little description of the city of Strasbourg? Is it a large city?
Strasbourg is the capital of the, you know, Strasbourg is the capital of Alsace. It's Alsace-Lorraine. So the capital is Strasbourg, the capital of Alsace. And that's oh, it was a beautiful city. Beautiful. Part of the city. We went to school. There's such a thing as the old city in Strasbourg. That's where our school was. And had I remained in France, I would have left with my own to become a teacher. I'd like to go to
school.
Luckily, is right. Yeah. Yes. Because she was my friend. Some of them remained there for our life. Most of them did that. In fact, the place where he lived, I had returned, he went there in 1964, the place where we were, and another place where the older people were Gestapo headquarters. But I went to visit my friends in the hotel.
Do
any more questions? You have a whole lot of questions.
Have some more.
What did you do for fun and recreation as a young person?
As a young person?
You were an adolescent.
Well, we did a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, and a lot of picnics, you know, going, always walking, doing things, very interesting things.
Did they teach English in the schools at that time?
You know what? No, because where I come from, since it was Germany in 1870, in 1914 it became French, it was compulsory to take German in school. So I didn't know, you know, I'm a German, but I've been here for so long. And I understand, I sing, I like to sing, so I sing a lot of, I know German songs and Israeli songs, but I think they're going with you, I
understand.
Yeah.
You want to entertain.
You know, I'm not professional, but I do
that's
like to sing.
Nice. Oh. Enjoy it.
Oh, I love it, yeah. And I like to sing with my daughter when we get together to sing.
Thank you, now.
Yeah. They really love that with me because I didn't speak French with them. And, you know, my New York was American, my husband was American, and they're very angry, so whenever we get together, I said, but we sang in French. They said, Mother, except my daughter, my oldest daughter, her major was French. She went to work with her, and her major was French. But otherwise,
the other daughter go to school in the city, or did she?
No, they both went.
They went, yeah.
My other daughter, Amy, has one son. She's an adult, she has one son.
What's his
name? Ari Saul.
A-R-I.
You know Ari?
Oh, Ari.
Oh, yeah. I love Ari. And it's Ari, yeah. And he still goes to college. I think he's going to be a cultural student. He's going to Prescott University. In Arizona.
Your daughter lives in Arizona?
My daughter, no. As I said, my daughter lives in Washington, D.C. And they're now traveling. Yeah. I wish they remained in Washington. I love Washington, D.C. It's my favorite city. So,
were you speaking English before you came?
No, I didn't. As I said, I went to home high school. I didn't
have like you had
to know. I didn't know anything. But I learned it fast. It's very easy for a French person to learn English because all the big words, all the words that end with T-I-O-N are the words. In fact, when I went to home high school, I was with a lot of Italians and were very upset with me because I learned so fast. I said, it's not my fault. I mean, I know all the words. Tradition, examination, everything that ends is French and English, so it's easy.
Well, do you still practice? Is there anybody that you speak French to now?
Except my daughter. My daughter speaks better than I know. Very good, and she's interested in, she does a lot of work for Haiti. A lot of work. In fact, she went there. She's trying, she's a school teacher, so she's trying to see to that the Haitian schools get all the good things that they need for the school, and so she does a lot of work in Washington, D.C. And she also does...
Very nice. They need help.
Oh, yeah. And she also does patchwork painting. That's a short... Yeah, she does that too. Those are her avocations. Yeah, she... Besides teaching, she teaches the... now she teaches mentally. She has the other... No, now she teaches mentally.
Teachers that you felt had an influence on you?
Yes, the one teacher taught me English. I was really close to her. Miss Rosenblum. Have you ever heard of Miss Rosenblum? I don't know. But she and I became very, very close. And she was the last one to get in that one.
This is the one that came
in Hancock School.
Yeah.
And work? Oh, you worked at Western Hills, of course. Yeah.
Did you take vacations? When the time the children were young, were there any special places you went?
No, we went to Toronto a lot because I have relatives in Toronto. And otherwise we didn't.
Yeah. How did you meet
And my husband? I met my husband, very funny, I met my husband. He lived on a hill, and I lived in East End. And he was in Uncle Tom's cabin. And I went to see him at the Iron Cochran settlement.
Really?
And from a distance, I said to, I don't know if it was my sister or someone, no, it couldn't have been my sister, I said, gee, I somehow got a liking for this boy. I didn't know he was Jewish. In those days, I was sort of very much, that I wasn't going to marry. Very important to me in those days, not to that, because things have changed. But then I went to a meeting, as I told you, I joined the Labor Zionist meeting, and he came in because his brother, have you ever heard of Eddie Steinfeld?
Sure.
Well, that's my brother, that was my brother,
and
Saul, he was a playhouse, he was a big actor, he was very active in the Jewish community, did a lot of good things, but Saul was his brother, and when Saul walked in, blonde, blue-eyed, I understand it, I said, oh my God, now I really can do something about that, which I did, and he did, we did together, and somehow we got close and got married.
How long
was
your courtship?
Well, not very long. No, because he was active and I was active and we went to, in fact, the first time I went to a training farm, he went with me and another young person in the city, we went together, and that was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, we went together, and I fell in love with somebody else, but I changed my mind, and I went back to Saul.
When were you married?
I think not, you know what, I tell you, 1940, my sister and I was my secretary. I think it was 1941 in December. No, January 14, 1941.
So you got married before the United States went to war?
Yeah.
Was there anything special you did during the war, during the war, and was there any?
No, I didn't, because I became active in ARMA on the women those days, so I was very active there. I was volunteering for a long time. And then somehow, when my husband died at the age of 48. And I really wasn't going to be active in organizations. And then somehow I met Jackie Younger and I started working at Anakin House. Mm-hmm. I volunteered there. And I used to go on trips to her. She went on all these trips. I went with Jackie. Oh, she was wonderful. I went on all the went to the mountains all the time. Everywhere I went with her. And then council care opened.
Mm-hmm.
And they had asked me to sing. I can't forget. Who was the first one? I know, but she just came on. No,
Carol?
No, not Carol. I can't think of her name right now. But she had asked me to sing for concert here, and I went there and I sang. And I'll never forget, I'm on the museum relief song. And I'm singing, somebody whispers in my ear. So I decided I had never sung You All My Sunshine. I started doing all those songs. So now I work at concert here. And this is my 50th year,
right.
And I work twice a week.
Right.
I work one day, now we're together, we must have had Alzheimer's, now we're together, so I work twice a week, I work every Monday and Thursday. And I do a little trivia and sing songs, whatever they ask me to do.
And now they're starting a new program.
Well, there's one at Anakin House, and then they have one at Independence Court in the Southfield that I went to. And
the other council here.
Mm-hmm. We have five or six.
Yes.
That's what I do right now.
So tell us about all your other work that you do, because I know you volunteer in some. And I got a list like this of all your volunteers.
No, I work twice a week at council here and three times at the JCC.
Mm-hmm.
And at the JCC, I work in the senior adult department
here
on Wednesday after care of blood pressure. And whenever they ask me, whatever they ask me to do, I do. I tell them I'm very sorry.
Well, I don't know. I got a little note saying that you are called an angel. Now, I want to know.
That's Dee Davis, right?
So, as far as your home practices, have a religious
element. Yes, I keep kosher. I'm not as strict as my neighbors were, who just left. I mean, they were really strict. They wouldn't let their children eat here. That's how strict they are. I do keep kosher, and I go to visit my daughter for the high holidays, and I attend shul there.
Mm-hmm.
And
you consider yourself to be a conservative?
A conservative, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I had my choice, I think I'd be in deconstruction. I really had to put myself down as who I was.
And when your children were growing up, did you practice all the traditions as well?
Yes, we kept the holidays. Yeah, we kept the holidays. But we had very open house. People came here all the time. I mean, morning and night time. We had children here all the time.
How were the holidays here as opposed to the ones in France?
We're almost all the same. We had
here,
Pesach was wonderful where I was. I mean, they really kept things strict. You know, becoming the home,
changing
the dishes.
Yeah.
In fact, where I come from, the 2 weeks before Pesach, we all ate in the basement because there was a busy community upstairs. So we're
getting rid of the hummus.
But I mean, and we enjoyed that because it was different, something different, and we did keep all the holidays.
So to work with council care and the JCC, I thought I read someplace else that she said you volunteer.
Mm-hmm. That she entertained.
Yeah, whenever they ask me, as I said, I'm not professional, but I sing. I sing a few of you. Whoever asks me, I say yes. when they can get anyone professional, they say, would you do it, Betty?
Very nice, so I'll do it.
And the price, yeah.
The price is definitely for them.
And I do a little trivia, and I collect stories, and that's how, you know.
What kind of stories?
Well, funny stories. You know, I mean, interesting stories, So I'll try to do that.
Oh, that's very nice. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You make people happy.
Right, right.
Make them smile.
And right, right. And they laugh and stuff. Some of them are a little bit scared, but it's okay. Yeah, so I always say we have reached the age where we do not have to fall down and, you know, say, oh my goodness.
Wow. Did you have any hobbies as such?
I knit. I knit, not clean. Cleaning used to be my hobby, no more. When I go to my children's house, I can, you know, wash their curtains, etc., whatever they want me to do.
I think it would be kind of nice to hear a little song on the table.
I love it. Are you kidding?
No.
Let's see.
It's hard to see. Well, why don't you sing a little song? I think that would be very helpful.
A French song or a...
I'll
sing a French song. I don't know how it will sound. À la claire profondément, à la promenée, j'ai trouvé aussi belle que je m'y suis baignée. Il y a longtemps que je t'aime, jamais je ne t'oublierai.
Yes,
you
do.
Thank you. Now I'm getting a little nervous.
That was beautiful. Well, give us an Israeli.
First in Yiddish, then in Israeli. This is in Havdalah song. La neve liebt Samin, nafshi meyachela. La neve liebt Samin, nafshi meyachela. Im tidnu likos, yayin lehavdala. Im tidnu likos, yayin lehavdala. Im tidnu likos, yayin Lehavdalah, im tidnu likos yayin. Lehavdalah, im tidnu likos yayin. Lehavdalah.
Very nice. Wonderful.
A Jewish song.
Yeah.
A famous Jewish song that everybody knows. You have to sing this with me, you know it.
I can't carry a tune.
All right. Often with a chalk, brand a fire well, on in Stiebe's haze, on the reveler and plain a kindle, the himale vase, on the reveler and plain a kindle, the himale vase. Doctor kindle, how come oil, ye non hoibish fair. Klik klik is der Jidros Leven Torah, was darf von mir noch mehr? Klik klik is der Jidros Leven Torah, was darf von mir noch mehr?
Thank you.